Are you ready, team? Championship players. The greatest dental professionals in all the world. Hey, I've got a big, long title and even bigger theme for you this month. And we're going to have some serious fun with it. I want you to remember, this is your time to go to work on making your everydays better. Not just for your patients, but also for yourselves. This is what you do. To reach greater fulfillment and to create more prosperity, to ultimately make a bigger impact. That's the name of the game, isn't it? Listen, over the past 2 months, Megan and I have focused on setting you up for success, and more specifically, the interaction between, and that's the key word, each other. This is everything from full circle communication to the connected patient experience. And all the other buzzwords in between, you know what I'm saying? The bottom line we accomplished was getting you out of your own way and also seeing the bigger picture outside of just your own role and various responsibilities and thinking more strategically, acting with more awareness, and simply overall being a better, more effective team player. Well done, don't you think? I guess you get to be the judge. All I have to say about this is that you can't let it be another activity. You can't just let it be another meeting. Because this is about so much more here today. It's not about what you discuss. It's about what you do every day after this one. That's why I love to say, okay, it's time to get right to it. The entire practice focus in every one of the activities is literally being held inside of the title and the topic that I've created for you all by itself. So it goes like this. Everything we do today, every question you answer, everything you possibly think about, and all the decisions you arrive at, which is the entire point, is about setting patients up for success by being a better leader and a better guide through enhancing patient experiences, elevating your communication, and ultimately exerting more control in every way, but specifically for your results. So for just a moment, by yourself right now on a piece of paper, without overanalyzing it or thinking too much about it or answering any questions, amongst each other, I want you to answer these first yourself. Today, right now, what is one thing that you do right now to be a better leader in your life than you once were? What is one thing that you do to be a better guide to your patients instead of an order taker and just going through process or transaction or steps or protocols? What is one thing you have done to make your patient experiences better over time? What is one thing that you can point to as a way that you exert more control over outcomes with your patients, your responsibilities as a whole within the practice? Now, I want you to look at this list. We went through it pretty fast. I give you a few seconds pause here and there. It's simply amazing. So many things that you're doing so well and that you should be really proud of. These should fuel your confidence and your own personal empowerment. Already so much that you are doing. As last month's theme was better your best. Look at all you're doing in these specific ways. And I called these the five pillars. You can call them the five pillars of improvement or of influence, or really it's the source of your power. And that's the point of your growth and development and where you are today compared to where you first started. It's really special in leadership, in guidance, in experience, in communication, and overall control, okay, over outcomes. And I would add the word consistency, because we always do. It doesn't matter if this is your second day on the job or you've been right here for decades. You should see growth in yourself every day with every interaction because you get stronger, better, more experienced. And as long as you have self-awareness, that's the magic, my friends. That's the magic. Self-awareness. And you truly, genuinely care about the outcomes. You take initiative. And you will reach a place of greatness called the state of constant and never-ending improvement. I want you to find your power in that. Okay, before you break out into your team discussion, I want you to write out one final paragraph about how you have grown and how you feel you do really extraordinarily well at. This is brag on yourself time. This is more than just focus on the positive. This is to elaborate about your superpowers and to say, you are the best at, or I am at my best when. However you prefer to answer this. It's so important. This is a whole lot of self-reflection right now. Okay. All right. Take a pause. Take a breath. Now, we're going to flip it upside down. All of this still before we even go into group work. We're literally going to answer the opposite. Okay? The opposite of these questions. I want you to name one thing right now that you can do, actions you can take, ideas you would want to try to make you a better leader, period. Just make a better leader, not specific to any one thing, to help you guide more patients to yeses. I mean, that's just a review from last month. One thing you can do to enhance patient experiences. Now, this is from your perspective, from your positional ownership. One thing to enhance patient experiences. One thing that you could do to elevate your communication skills, and more importantly, like your in the trenches, back and forth, tangible dialogue. One thing you could do to be a better influencer through communication. And then one thing, one possible way, strategy, idea, means of creating more predictable outcomes and exerting more control. Exerting more control over your patient experiences. Now, that should make you feel really amazing. Also, now that you've already thought of so many powerful things, in fact, it might actually lead to you feeling more empowered going over the list where you can level up and improve than the list you're already doing so well. Now, that's the state of growth I'm talking about. That is the essence of where you are at right now in your development. Now, finally, I want you to organize your thoughts into an actionable paragraph and really your game plan, your personal game plan of bringing these things to fruition as specifically as possible. Now, you've just completed a full 360-degree self-assessment that brings to light everything you personally control and can contribute to helping set your patients up for success by taking more responsibility and owning the outcomes and increasing the value of your contribution to your team. Now, you just did that as a self-driven exercise. Okay? That's a very different practice focus than you're used to. Okay, now, the rubber meets the road, the magic happens right here, where I want you to now go around and share each person's insights and your enlightenments that you've gained from the areas of strength and greatness that you have and your self-determined and defined areas of improvement and opportunity with your entire team. Now, this is going to take a while. Done right, you're going to find it super instructive and helpful for everyone, much like what you did last month for each other. Your final activity today, and so many as you're able to actually get through as a team, will be to identify the three most challenging types of patient encounter or objection or obstacle that you run into in your role with patients. Okay, this is for each person, each team member, and then I want you to pick one. Pick one you're most compelled to go through I want you to share this with your team and ask for help and what can be done to set patients up for success specifically. And you will find that this will be solved by a combination of one of the five proactive pillars of improvement that I've given to you to work on today. So identify three key areas of challenge that you feel day-to-day, patient by patient. Then pick one. And this is more repetition of the masterminding and the power of your team collaboration. And I want you to share it with your team, and I want you to come up with communal solutions that you can champion. All coming back to leadership, guidance, experience, communication, and control. Now, this is setting patients up for success, okay? By being a better leader and guide through enhancing each and everything that you do. Now that everyone has shared, you will have an important list of areas of improvement that each of you can individually champion. That's the beauty of this. You now have an individual list of something you personally can champion that will serve as a rising tide to lift up your patients and your results in a fun and collaborative, synergistic way. Last but not least, my homework for you is simply to enjoy and pay attention to the positive energy and the momentum that you all create through more self-awareness and understanding the power you have when you go to work on these five core attributes and abilities that you possess to help set your patients up for success each and every day with each and every visit, and most of all, with each and every individual human being. I'm very proud of you for doing this most meaningful work and diving down deep into the matters that are most significant, not just for your growth and success, but for your existence and your overall personal and professional development. Megan will be with you next Practice Focus with very specific strategies and tangible tactics to help you effectively implement what you've identified here, always beginning and ending with that which matters most, your own attitude and mindset. It's go time, my friends, and there is no one or group better and more capable than each one and all of you.